The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
So a reminder, go to WTK.com or you can go to Twitter and go to at Michigan Insider. And there's a link right there for Joe Simon's Real Men Wear Pink Silver Fox Game Day Package.
Silver Fox.
That's right. Two tickets on the 45-yard line, two Bud Light Victor's Lounge passes, a shout-out from Joe during the KeyBank Countdown, a kickoff from the Bud Light Victor's Lounge, and parking. Might be the best of all of it. The seats are great, okay? Joe's seats are great. The Victor's Lounge is obviously a ton of fun. The food from our friends at the kitchen doors is terrific. The whole deal. All that. But the parking right there on Main Street, right across the street from the stadium, it's like if you hang out in Joe's lot for tailgate, you know, although and you come to the Victor's Lounge, you're walking across the street. It's like 20 steps from literally across the street, one street from the Victor's Lounge, from Joe's lot to our Victor's Lounge, and then across the street from the Victor's Lounge to the stadium, you're all in this little triangle area because the seats are in section 24. So they're on that side of the stadium. It's all so convenient, all right there, all in one location. To bid on it, go to WTKA.com or go to at Michigan Insider. Click the link. It's on our Twitter page. It's on our website. Real Men Wear Pink going all this month. Joe's doing a terrific job raising money for it. Our buddy Matt Altruda, Ann Arbor's 107.1, he's doing a great job raising money for it as well this month. And so Real Men Wear Pink. Support Joe's team and bid on the Silver Fox Game Day Package. Tickets,
Silver Fox,
Bud Light Victor's Lounge passes, and parking, all primetime real estate. All that primetime real estate. Got to check that out. So as we get ready for the game coming up and get ready for the weekend, we start the first look ahead. We start to look ahead to this coming weekend here. And, again, not a great slate of Big Ten games. I was kind of hoping, when we play Northwestern and it's a noon game, you kind of hope that at 3:30 and then at night, you have better games because, we're going to be at Jim Brady's watching football and doing the locker room wrap-up show. But it's really not, nationally or within the Big Ten, not a great slate of games. So in the Big Ten at noon, you have Illinois, Penn State, along with Northwestern Michigan. At 3 o'clock, you have Wisconsin at Purdue, which all of a sudden has turned into this very interesting game just because Purdue is ranked in the AP poll, and Wisconsin is obviously really struggling.
Yeah, I mean, the West is kind of wide open, too. I mean, it's
Maryland at Minnesota's at 3:30. Ohio State at Indiana's at 7:30 on ABC. That game preseason, I still would have picked Ohio State preseason, but that game was looking like maybe a pretty big deal, and now it's not looking like it's a big deal, at all. And then nationally, when you look at the top 25, I was looking at the games of intrigue, and when it comes to games that are featuring two ranked teams, that's not this weekend, right?
No.
That's next weekend. You're going to have that. But this weekend, here are some really interesting games. Now, it doesn't impact their league standings, but Wake Forest is playing at Army. Army is only a 3-point underdog at home. Wake Forest is undefeated. They're playing for a chance to try to get into New Year's Six, and I know that it doesn't impact their ACC, but if they run the table and win the ACC and go undefeated, they're going to be, even with a relatively soft non-conference, it would be really hard to keep them out. And I would assume out of a playoff as undefeated. It's just I'm not even predicting they go undefeated even in the ACC. I think they lose at some point down the stretch.
And Army gave Wisconsin all they could as well.
Gave Wisconsin all they could. They still have to play at North Carolina. They play NC State. They play at Clemson. Wake Forest is going to lose. But this is still, it's not a great slate of games, so I kind of have to dig for intriguingness, right?
Yeah.
There are other ones, and we'll talk about them throughout the week, including in the AC. Clemson at Pittsburgh. Clemson's the unranked team. So just starting to get food for thought, starting to get flowing, thinking about the brain flow and what we're thinking about for football this weekend. It'll be some interesting games for the guys to pick, some interesting games for us to watch. And I'm starting to get thinking about football now. I'm trying to make that transition from basketball because of media day and all those conversations, starting to transition back into football because we have a game day on Saturday, 8 a.m. with the KeyBank Countdown, the kickoff, noon kickoff, Michigan versus Northwestern. And then, of course, we'll be at Jim Brady's after the game for the Retirement Income Solutions locker room wrap-up show.
One last step before we go as well, too. You were mentioning the top 25. Did you know there's one team that's in the top 25, currently undefeated, 6-0. It's not in mid-state of Michigan. It's out west. Did you know that the
Brady Hoke, San Diego State.
He is the only active coach to start 6-0 with three different FBS teams. Did you?
It's a unique set. I saw that one too. Unique set. Good job, Brady. He is a He likes it out there. And if you haven't seen him the last couple of years, he looks great.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego's his spot. Beautiful. He gave Michigan a shot.
Beautiful
didn't
Brady.
Work.
Beautiful
San
Brady.
Diego's his spot.
Beautiful Brady.
Miz, appreciate you joining me here this morning. You'll be in with Sam tomorrow. I'll be on with you a little bit tomorrow as well. We've got a couple weird days here today and tomorrow, and then rolling through into the rest of the week. But you'll be in tomorrow with Sam. I'll be with you as well for a little bit, and I'll see everybody tomorrow. Then Wednesday here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.